time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the K-Band Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, msonewsports.com, weekly show, and we're here every Thursday, and happy May. It's May Day, it's going to be May, all that good stuff. Not going to talk a lot because we got to get to our one and only interview of the day, and it's going to be Thomas Brown of Chelmsford Wrestling and Football fame. Thomas finished up his GOAT season, GOAT career for Merrimack Valley Wrestling. The dude was pretty much swept all the state meets all the time. And he finished sweeping up everything again this year. Mass, all the levels, New England's. And he is settling down at middle school on an internship. And on late June, reports to Villanova, like he'll tell us after the break, for football. And guess where he is going to go? University Park. To play Penn State, his second collegiate football game. What an opportunity. What an opportunity for Thomas Brown of Chelmsford. Then he's coming up to Durham, New Hampshire, our neck of the woods, to run into another Chelmsford teammate who's on UNH. He'll tell you about that. They're in the same conference as Nova, Villanova. So he's got a lot of work ahead of him. He has barely any summer. You know, he reports for football late June, and he's got the whole month of July, whole month of August to get ready for football, and then they start playing in September. What an amazing opportunity for that young man. The GOAT of wrestling, and he's not even playing wrestling in college. He's fall football all the time. Thomas Brown, after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro back at it with our one and only guest today. It's going to be repeat offender here, Thomas Brown, Chelmsford's own. What's going on, Thomas?
Not too much. Just hanging out, you know.
Yeah, chilling, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
On a Tuesday night in April as we record this, and we stand in between the time where high school is not quite finished yet, almost. Athletics is finished, unless you're doing a spring sport?
No, I'm just lifting and, you know, getting some little rest in before college.
And college is Nova, heading down there for football. Going to be a lot of fun. Tell me, first order of business for like the first formal sort of reporting you have to do for your season. I know you probably got to get down there a lot earlier than most freshman college kids do.
Oh yeah, so I got a report June 29th. Go down there and do a whole incoming freshman staying with all parents and kids. And then, I'll say, see you later, my parents, at like 12 o'clock that day. And then meetings and lifts will be that same day in the afternoon. So
wow.
The parents leave and I'm starting immediately.
Jeez, we're like weeks away in a sense. I mean, you know, it's like,
yeah.
When does high school wrap up for you? Like late May or something?
So at Chelsea, they do something pretty cool. Like they do an internship for the last term for seniors.
Yeah.
So I'm doing an internship the entire fourth term at one of the middle schools in Chelsea as a gym teacher. It's pretty fun. The gym teacher I'm doing with, I've known him for forever. He's one of my dad's very, very close friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty fun. But yeah, so I'm not in school anymore, but graduation is beginning of June.
Chelmsford's later
than all the other schools. I feel like a bunch of all the other schools have already had their prom and all that, but Chelmsford's prom is beginning in June, like a few days before graduation. So
yeah. When did that fourth term middle school adventure start for you?
This is week four. So
wow, okay, you're well into it.
Yeah.
And what's a typical day like?
Doing gym class games. We played some basketball. We played some soccer. We're doing like an adventure course right now. So it's like they have a bunch of like a ropes course. So the kids go up and like 40 feet in the air and like walk across this like log and like,
yeah,
all that stuff. And that's pretty cool. And just helping out with that, you know, and it's pretty fun.
Yeah. And like start to finish, is it like a full school day, like going there like 7 a.m. or something? Or
yeah, so they start at like 8:10, I think. So I have to be there at 8, and then school ends at 2:30. So
yeah,
from 8 to 2:30 every day. And not too bad. Then, you know, go and lift and have the rest of my day myself.
Yeah. So like literally kids shortly after 8:10 a.m. have a gym class, or is it a little bit of buffer zone?
It's shortly, like at 8:10, kids have personal class. So
it's like, wake up, Johnny, and go walk my rope.
Yep.
Right off the bat.
Yep.
What middle school is it?
It's McCarthy Middle School. So it's the middle school that I went to. I had the gym teacher in middle school. I had him during the COVID year. So it was like half online, half in person. So I had gym class on the Zoom meeting like this, which was pretty interesting, but you know, wasn't bad.
And now let's rewind a little bit for the finish of your, you know, obviously Hall of Fame, which is crazy probably for you to hear that wrestling career. 4-time sectional champ, 4-time state champ, 4-time all state champ, 3-time New England champ, excuse me. To which I have to say, Thomas Brown, nice work.
Thank you.
So finishing at New England's, was that the last one or did you do nationals too?
I didn't do nationals this year. I just didn't feel like it was, I don't want to say that wasn't a point, but it was just like, I don't know. It was the senior. They split up by grade, so it's like the senior division is always a little lighter. There's still some very good kids down there, but like I just don't want to go down there and, you know, get injured or anything and jeopardize anything. But I am doing one more wrestling thing with my club team Doughboy. So, but that's more of like a fun trip and. So a little vacation with a little bit of wrestling, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, out of all the big matches that you had, you know, throughout the year this year, whether it was Merrimack Valley, Massachusetts level, New England level, you know, what was the best match? Like, who gave you the best run for your money?
So past 2 years, it's been the kid from St. John's Prep. Last year and this year, I saw him in the state finals, all state finals, and New England finals. It was 3 weeks in a row, and it just he's the only kid this year that went the distance with me. It's not like I'm like beating him like 15-1, 13-2 or something like that. It's always close match. And I mean, obviously I came out on top every time, but it's just always, that was the big one. The past 2 years. So he actually went down to Nationals this year and he won it. So,
wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prep kid. Where, do you know what city he's from?
He's from Gloucester.
Oh, my hometown. That's interesting. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Gloucester Chelmsford rival there, you know, like the old school 87 Super Bowl that I got my heart broken as a fifth grader. Was your dad on that team or no? He was.
What year was that?
87.
So no, my dad graduated high school in 81.
Oh, so he's that old. He's a real.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, yeah. That was man. I even as a fifth grader back then, I remember the Chelmsford names like Kyle Cripps. legendary running back, Greg DeGracker. I mean, there was Cato, obviously, the coach.
Yep. Yep.
And then Cato, I know we've talked about this before, but I can never stop talking about it. Cato, you know, God rest his soul, came over to Gloucester and coached a year or two. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
I think he had maybe a summer house or something, or like in Gloucester. Yeah. He got familiar with it. Yeah. But so that kid, the prep kid from Gloucester, what's his name? I'm sorry.
Alex Pedroris.
Okay. And you faced him the last 2 years in all three of those weeks, the big state meets and then the New England.
Yeah.
So 6-0, Thomas Brown against the Gloucester kid.
Then I wrestled him this year at a dual meet, and then I wrestled him in the Lowell Holiday Finals too this year.
Okay. So add a couple more on.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first time that we had a dual meet against them, or in my high school career, that's the first time we had a dual meet against them.
Yeah.
And then they went to Holidays my freshman year, but he didn't start for them freshman year. So yeah, I can see him there. But
yeah.
Then like sophomore year, Chelsea got moved sections my junior year. Yeah. So sophomore year I wrestled them in the sectionals. Finals and state finals, and I wrestled them in like the quarters at New England or something like that.
Yeah, you probably have a cell, right?
What,
you have a cell phone?
No, we have each other. We have each other on Instagram, so we just
okay. You gotta go give him my cell, right? Seriously, I gotta get him on the show because that's a great accomplishment what he did at Nationals, and he's a Gloucester kid. So I get him. I do the Merrimack Valley show, but I also do the North Shore Sports Desk.
Yeah.
You know, which is more the Northeastern Conference, Cape Ann League, as you know. But yeah, and then tell me about the team this year too. Chelmsford as a team. How did that go in the Merrimack Valley?
We were 9-0 in the Merrimack Valley, won the MVC. And then we came in like at states, we came in like third or fourth. And then I think we took third at states, maybe fourth at all states, something like that. New England really had two kids going, so we placed like 10th or 11th there. We had a phenomenal year, best year stopping in high school. First year out of high school, we won the MVC, so
it's awesome. I mean, to not only have your individual accomplishments, but to top that off with the team, the Lions getting it done on the team sense, it must be a huge sense of accomplishment for you guys.
Oh yeah. Freshman year, we had this year, we had like 10 out of our 14 starters were all seniors. And of those 10 starters, like 8 of them started freshman year.
Yeah.
And then one of them started sophomore year. So we had a bunch of kids that didn't do any of that, and wow, just start high school. And it's like for all those kids to come such a far away too. And it was great.
Yeah. Can imagine. All right. So Nova's next, on the list. Before you know it, you'll be in front of all thousands of fans playing football in college. And it's just crazy to think about it like that. Are you getting a sense of your potential contributions, you know, in year one? What's expected of you?
Year one, obviously. My brother has his dogs.
Hey, who's the dog? What kind of dogs you got?
It's my brother's house. So I don't even know. They're black.
Oh, you're at your brother's house, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Sorry, what was the question?
The year one, you know, year one at Nova, yeah. What's going to be the expectations for the football team and you and what you're expected to contribute?
I mean, yeah, so the team first, like they finished eighth in D1 FCS last year. So obviously, goal for the team is to finish above that next year and win a national championship. But for me, they obviously start, but that's going to be the three interior guys, guard, center, and guard, are all returning. So it's not out of picture for me to start, but like it'll be tough. You know, last year they had a true freshman starting at tackle because of injuries. So, you know, I always have to stay ready because of that. And then nothing saying I can't come in and beat out the starters, you know. So obviously it's a start, but you know, hopefully come in day one and prove myself and just that I should be that starter, and if not starter, back up and make travel squad. Like we're playing at Penn State game two. So that'll be quite the experience.
Wow.
So you know, it'll be
unbelievable, like the interstate rival, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not, they're paying Villanova, so I wouldn't really say rival, but
I mean, yeah, they're not, I mean, I get it.
Yeah,
it's still when you're going state yeah. against state, it's a lot of pride.
Yeah, hopefully we compete. You know, I obviously haven't really met all our guys yet. I haven't been in practice, but I'd like to think we can compete. But you know, it's they're obviously a top tier FBS team, and we're a top tier FCS team. So you know, hopefully we can go out there and compete, and you know, shock some people.
Yeah. What are they? Penn State was a semifinalist, right?
Yeah, something like that. They were up there.
Man, so you get to see. Wow, unbelievable. Yeah, I think they lost to Notre Dame in the semis, 27-24.
Yep.
Ohio State beating Texas in the other semi, and then of course, Ohio State, you know, taking it home. Yeah. But yeah, you get to see that competition. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Any other on the 2025 schedule? Any other notables like that? I mean, you can't get much better than Penn State, but
yeah, we have one FBS team a year, but like no teams at that level. But like up around here, we have like UNH. They're in the same conference as us, so we'll play them every year.
Yeah,
it's at UNH next year, so you know, hopefully that makes sense. Yeah. That, but.
The whole city of Chelmsford will be there pretty much.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. there's a kid that plays for UNH that lived in Chelmsford, or played for Chelmsford my freshman sophomore year, so we're good friends. So I'll see him again, which will be good. And hopefully get some playing time, but I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, who's that now?
Ryan Black.
Okay. Yeah, where does he play? What position?
He's a wideout. He's like 6'4", 6'5". He's like
okay.
Tall, long arms.
So you're both on the same side of the ball. So if you're playing at that time, you guys won't face each other.
No.
You're all offense, right? For sure.
Definitely offense. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you play defense for Chelmsford?
Yeah. I started both sides sophomore, junior, senior, and I started just O-line freshman year.
Yeah. Yeah. You like the defensive line? You're going to miss it?
I'd probably say I like defensive line more, but I know I'm better at O-line. So it's like, I don't know I like O-line. Like, I still really love O-line, yeah, but yeah. I just, something about defense is just, this is fun. But like, I know I'm way better at offense. And,
yeah.
So
kind of like the baseball equivalent of like getting up at the plate versus like playing center, you know, playing in the field.
Yeah.
Like, hitting is always going to be a little more fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. So yeah, you got an opportunity here in front of you. That's amazing, and to do your work and get it done. I mean, is there anything that the Nova coaching staff, like the O line guys, like they're giving you any specific instructions? Like, hey, Thomas, we want to see this by this, and like you know, setting standards for you in terms of quickness, in terms of strength. Are they putting standards at you that they like you to meet, or is it just general like come ready?
Yes, yeah, so they sent. All the incoming freshmen, like a workout plan to do, like a nutrition thing to do. And then once a week, we're not doing that anymore because the coaches are on the road recruiting, but once a week, the incoming class. There's five incoming freshmen on the O-line, three on full scholarship and two walk-ons. We'd meet with the O-line coach at 6 a.m. every morning on Zoom. We go through like terminology and stuff, and then like what to expect, and he'd show us some like film, and it was all great stuff. And then when I went on my official visit too, like the O-line coach was like an interactive walkthrough with like a few of their like two or three of their starting O-linemen, and just kind of like to show us like some of the drills we did and to like work on those drills at home. And so it was, they have kind of stuff standard, and like we got coached up a little bit, and he gave me a few pointers and been working on that. So
on the nutrition plan, is that cheeseburger calzone we've talked about on
no,
that?
No, or not on? Definitely not. Yeah.
What is on it roughly? Generally.
You know, it's like chicken rice, like all that type of stuff. Like, obviously it's different per position. I think they sent like a different like one for the position they're playing, but yeah.
All right, I'm looking at your schedule now for next year. I see, you know, the UNH one is really the only one that's in the ballpark.
Yeah, up here, yeah.
Yeah, in terms of the Merrimack Valley, I mean, you know, you head to Maryland for Towson, you get the home games there, and then you go to North Carolina for Elon. Are they a conference opponent?
I believe they are, yeah.
Yeah, like CAA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that Penn State game, like you said, Saturday, September 13th, at University Park.
Yep.
So your second game in college football is going to be at a national semifinalist last year. Like, how does that?
Yeah. It's going to be quite the experience if I can travel, and it's not, traveling's not out of the question, you know, hopefully. Yeah. Something very doable for me.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how close these guys are, like drive wise.
It's like to Villanova, it's like a 5 to 6 hour drive depending on traffic.
Oh, so it's a real different part of the Pennsylvania state. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. Villanova. Yeah, I can't get it to give me the exact time, but we'll get there. But yeah, I'm so obviously you guys take a nice bus probably, and
oh yeah,
stay the night before kind of thing, because I'm sure it's like a Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon game or something. But.
Yeah. But yeah, the travel's cool. So they said like all like the usually all the like in-state opponents they go buses, like have buses, and obviously like Delaware because right there, and then like a few state teams. But like if it's any, I forget what they said, but like anything over a certain amount of hours, they'll fly. But like we walk out onto the tarmac and everything. Yeah. So, that'll be cool.
Thomas, you know, being a lineman, is there like, you know, sites, because I remember I used to do reporting for this random like magazine down south, and the big thing was doing articles on these up and coming Division I high school linemen from Alabama, from Florida. And I would look these boys up that I was going to interview and like see these massive, you know, YouTube videos or something of them in camps and just like no pads, just doing that, those
drills. Yeah, one-on-ones.
Yeah, the one-on-ones. And I was like, wow. You probably watch and are a part of those things all the time. Is it like your own online lineman community, if you will?
Yeah, I guess. those one-on-ones get a bit physical sometimes. And I mean, like, some of them end pushing and shoving. Like, I've never been, like, pushing and shoving after, but, like, a bunch of kids, like, usually start by the D-line because those kids are a little tapped in the head, but
I love it. Like, it's like they're just like another world. Yeah, those guys, you know.
Yeah, like it'll start with like the old lineman like shoving the kid at D line, like a little bit after whistle, and the D lineman takes it to another level. And it's just like it's kind of like fun to watch because it's just like two big boys going after it, but
yeah.
Never really got for that.
Yeah, I used to. I'm telling you, like these Southern kids. When I was interviewing them, I interviewed like maybe three or five, and yes, sir. I'm like, I'm excited about the opportunity to go to Alabama. Yes, sir. You know, like real polite Southern. But then you see them on the field, like you were talking about, they're the animals. You know.
Yeah.
Getting it done in the trenches. But all right, man. Well, before I let you go, you know, you don't even have a summer. You really don't.
Not, no.
you literally, I think, like, what, the summer's June, right? 21st. I mean, you got like a week of summer in the area and then you're gone.
Yeah, I think it's two or three weeks after graduation, I'm gone. So,
okay.
But I'll have, before graduation, I'll have like time off from school and everything. So it's like middle of June, or not middle of June, like May 17th or something, I'm done with my internship.
Yeah.
So from the 18th on, I'm like pretty much in summer, but like still working out every day, hit the field, hit the weight room. Yeah. So, you know, there'll be a few like nice little days in there, like not really breaks, still lifting and stuff, but like we go to the Cape here and there, and, you know, still have my time with my family and still have some fun, but, you know, still can't get sidetracked.
No, the focus is going to remain. And
yep.
You know, lastly, Thomas, the middle school experience, you know, being the PE teacher, is that something down the road you can see yourself doing?
I don't know. I thought about it, but I thought about it for a minute, but like, I don't know.
Until you got there?
No, not really until I got there. It was just like, I thought about it, but like, I don't know. We'll see. I don't really know what I want to do. I'm going in undecided to Villanova, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've talked about with my parents a few things I could do. Like, one of my older brothers is a cop, and I've loved that. Like, he obviously is always coming home and cop uniform, and that's always cool. But like, you never know. Like, we'll see. My dad wants me to get a business degree from Villanova, because their business degrees, like, you know, if you get a business degree from Villanova, it's worth a lot. So, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, play it by ear, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. For now, you focused on your freshman courses, your general classes, and football.
Yep.
So, all right, man. It's been great. I think you're big time now, so I might have to go through like a media guy or something to get you on this show in the fall. But I will make it happen. So stay tuned.
All right.
Best of luck the rest of the school year. Say hey to the kids and go get them at Nova. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Talk to you.
All right. Talk to you, buddy. Bye.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Right, that was Thomas Brown. Thank you for joining us, Thomas. Appreciate it so much. We are in our last segment, and we're just going to do a little poke around looking at Merrimack Valley rankings for MIAA. These are the latest rankings in Division I baseball. Chelmsford is your number one team at 7-4, the number 12 spot, Andover 15 at 5-1. North Andover 22 at 7-2. How about we go over a softball for Division One? And Central Catholic is 6-1, the number 5 team. Andover 14 at 5-3. Chelmsford right behind at 4-4. North Andover 4-4 at 19 Haverhill, the 23rd seed at the moment, 4-5. How boys Alax Division One Andover way up there, 5-2, right behind your four-time defending state champ St. John's Prep out of Peabody. Andover 5-2, number 4. Central Catholic 2-5, but the number 19 seed playing in the plans of heavy competition, so they get rewarded for that. Chelmsford is the number 22 seed, and they're 1-7. That shows you how tough their schedule is. Girls Lax, your defending state champ, Central Catholic, is 6-4 at 10, but your number one team in the valley is Chelmsford, 6-3. Jeez, wow, what a miss. North Andover is your number one team at 11-2. Chelmsford, number two, at 6-3. And then Andover, 4-6. So in Central, 10 spot, 6-4, like we said. So the top 10 have four Valley teams. Merrimack, top 10 for lacrosse. How can you beat that? You can't. Good stuff. So we're going to close out the show. Thanks to Rick Moore, MSN Sports. Thanks to Danny Martin, our producer, and Paul Kelly, who runs the ship. And our sponsor, Moynihan Lumber. Thank you for joining us, folks. You have a great week.